Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It's Monday, the 29th of April. Let's get to our weather wisdom for today. Closing out the month of April here over the next couple of days, it's going to end up being a month with pretty much average temperatures and slightly below average precipitation, although not significantly. We're going to be under 3 inches. Average is about 3.5 inches. So we're about a half to three quarters of an inch below average for the month of April, as things have definitely turned drier for the second half of the month after that really wet March and beginning of April that we had. Now, temperatures today are going to be in the lower 70s, and the wind blowing around, those pollen counts are elevated. Any time this time of the year that we go a few days without rain, the pollen just goes up. And right now it's mostly tree pollen, of course. We get into the grass pollens later on in the season, but that doesn't happen until July and August. So we're at tree pollen right now. Now, overnight tonight, mostly cloudy skies. We're near 50. We're starting in the 50s to near 60 this morning. Tomorrow, we stay near 60 in the afternoon with a southeasterly wind. It's light. And then a front comes through here Tuesday night into Wednesday and ushers in marine air. That air comes in from eastern New England, and that means temperatures are going to be down in the upper 40s and low 50s, mid-50s over inland areas for Wednesday with a morning shower and then just a lot of clouds. It's a backdoor front. Why do we call it a backdoor front? Well, most precipitation and weather moves from west to east, but the backdoor fronts move from northeast to southwest. So they go backwards from the prevailing weather that we typically have around here. So that's why it's called that. And now Thursday, we're on the other side. We get a southeasterly wind in the afternoon. We go back into the upper 60s to near 70, and there we stay on Friday. Friday looks like a nice day. I think Friday and today are probably our two nicest days of the week. Saturday, maybe a couple of showers, but still mild in the 60s. So notice no frost or anything like that for now. And, you know, as I said last week, it's not impossible we get a frost the rest of into May, but it's unlikely. And so I've got everything outside at this point. Moving all the plants out because the chance is so low. And I figure if we get one, it's going to be very minor. And if we get a really heavy frost, I'll just cover stuff up with a sheet or something like that. So that's what I'm planning on right now. And also an absence of a lot of rain. So it looks like a relatively dry week as well. We're in this dry pattern. Whether or not it lasts weeks and weeks or whether it's just a temporary couple of weeks, we'll wait and see. But right now, just mild and dry. Have a great morning, everybody.